Northern people think Yule means one place, but it never does.
Mm-hmm.
The term Yule always means more than one.
Okay.
Now, even though one is standing there, although you're talking to one person, you use the term Yule, you mean you and whoever might be involved.
Mm-hmm.
In the
family or friends or other people.
Group of any kind.
Associated with.
But the term Yule means more than one period.
Mm-hmm.
At all times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. If I had missed a meeting and I wanted to ask you what went on, I would say, what went on or what all went on?
I believe I've heard both. In other words, if I heard either one, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm. Which do you think you would use?
If it was just a casual question, I might say what went on.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a question about something important that you might want to hear some details,
mm-hmm.
you might say what all went on, meaning a greater coverage than just the question what went on. Do you get the point?
Yeah, you want the entire story, in other words. Okay.
Yeah, I want more detail.
Mm-hmm.
Than what all went on is asking for more detail.
Mm-hmm.
Than just say what went on.
Okay, and what about if I wanted to ask you who was there, if you wanted to ask who was there, would you say who was there or who all was there?
That's another time where the circumstances might vary.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking a casual question, maybe like a party, who was there? Well, it could be anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're thinking about a specific group, how many of that specific group were there?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, who all were there? In other words, the two questions have different meanings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And both of them are used, but with a slightly different meaning when the question is asked.
Okay.
And a little different circumstances.
So if you ask who all was there, you would want that person to tell you as many people as that person could name who were there.
Of a certain group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That you had previously referred to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. If no one else will look out for them, you say that they will have to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if no one else will do it for him, he has to do it
for himself.
Okay.
Not himself.
Not himself?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that around here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But you don't use it yourself?
Oh, no. I've heard all of those at one time or another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I say it isn't in common use, I mean, when I say it isn't used, I mean it generally used.
Mm-hmm.